I hope I haven't kept you waiting. I had to go back for the guidebook.
You look like a summer's day.
Because I'm happy. We are going out and I'm going to show you London.
Do you know what day today is?
Yes.
3 months ago today, we came out of that little church by the lake, man and wife. I have a present for you, Paula.
Oh, Gregory. Oh, where did you find anything so beautiful?
It belonged to my mother, and before that to her mother, and now it belongs to you.
Oh, I shall wear it always. Always, oh my dear. Oh, how sweet of you to give me this. Oh, it...
I'm afraid the pin is not very strong.
No.
I'll have it mended. You better not wear it until I have. You might lose it. You know, you are inclined to lose things, Paula.
I am? No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, just little things. I'll put it in your bag for safekeeping. There. Now, yes. You'll remember where it is.
Don't be silly. Of course I'll remember.
Oh, I was teasing you, my dear.
My, my sweet lavender, sweet blooming lavender, we'll find...
That's London.
It's music.
Good afternoon, Winston.
Good afternoon, Mum. It's nice to see you getting out again. Where to, Mum?
We're going to the Tower of London.
Very good, Mum. The Tower of London it is.
Out space designed to receive it, whereupon the axe descended, severing the head from the torso with one blow, or in unlucky cases, two. Moving to our right, we have a model of the famous rack, the instrument of torture upon which prisoners were stretched, their limbs being frequently torn from their sockets in an effort to extract a confession from them, true or false.
There is nothing more beautiful than London sunshine.
Well, I'm sorry I spoiled the day by bringing you home so soon.
You should lie down and rest for a little, Paula.
Yes.
Would you like me to stay with you and not go out this evening?
Oh, no. You go and work as usual. Well, can you really work in that little room you rented? I wish you'd let me see it and make it attractive for you.
I never notice my surroundings when I'm working. Oh, Paula, you might give me your boat so I can have it repaired. What's the matter? Anything wrong?
No. No. Oh, Gregory, I can't find it.
What?
I missed it when we were in the tower. I must turn everything out. I know it was here. I can't understand it. I couldn't have lost it. It must be here.
I'm sure it's there.
It's not.
Oh, Paula, didn't I tell you? How did you come to lose it?
I must have pulled it out with something, I suppose. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Gregory. Please forgive me.
Oh, forgive, my dear. It's not as serious as that. It's not valuable.
Your present to me, your mother's brooch, and I wanted to wear it always. I don't remember opening my bag. Well, I suppose I must have... You did put it in there.
Don't you even remember that?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. Well, suddenly I'm beginning not to trust my memory at all.
Paula, I tell you, you're just tired, that's all. It doesn't mean anything. I'm sure it doesn't. Don't worry so, Paula. Don't worry.
Nancy, has the master left?
Yes, ma'am, a little while ago.
Please see that he has plenty of coal on the fire in his room, won't you?
You already told me that, ma'am.
Did you turn the gas up in there?
Turn it up? No, why?
Well, I thought it went down in here as if you had.
I never touched it.
But this went down. Well, perhaps Elizabeth lit another jet in the kitchen.
Couldn't have been her, Mum. She's been in bed for an hour. I could hear her snoring.
That's odd. Good night, Nancy.
Good night, Mum.